This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A professional musician held by ICE was released on bond last night. The family of Utah concert violinist John Shin said he was back in Utah after being released on a $25,000 bond. The 37-year-old Korean from Salt Lake City was detained by federal immigration officials last week. Hazy skies across the Front Range are a result of dozens of active wildfires burning in the Pacific Northwest. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruno Rodriguez says the smoke will likely linger through tomorrow.
Most of it is going to be aloft, so not necessarily at the surface. Still going to be somewhat reduced visibility out there, obviously hazy and smoky skies.
The State Department of Public Health and Environment has issued an action day alert until at least 4 p.m., saying people with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children should reduce prolonged or heavy exertion outdoors. Rodriguez says the surface air quality on the western slope remains in healthy categories because the smoke there is higher in the atmosphere. Mesa County hit an unfortunate milestone in recent weeks. It has become a hot spot for measles. It recorded 7 cases in a record year for the virus in Colorado. Allie Howe is the county's chief health strategist.
It's a new thing for us. We haven't had a case in Mesa County in over 2 decades.
The vaccination rate in Mesa County isn't clear, but it falls short of the 95% figure experts say meets broad community protection. Colorado has now recorded 27 confirmed measles cases this year. That's far more than any year over the past decade. This is CPR News in KRCC.